a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
With Mrs. Brady on our side, who can be against us? It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for having us on your phone.
Doesn't seem to fair to make her work from beyond the grave.
I'll make it extra spooky here. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
The ghost of Florence
Henderson. Oh, heaven,
Henderson.
It's so spacious.
She's got ghost crabs.
I wonder if anyone gets up there and is like, God, I wish it wasn't so big.
It's a lot to take.
This is a lot to take in. I thought it was going to be a lot more homey than this. This is just like a super dome.
I'm sure they can make arrangements to put you in a smaller place if you really want, right? I mean, isn't that the idea?
I'd like to be left alone, quite frankly.
Just with everybody here, it's just a lot to take. Everybody but Hitler, it's a lot of people is what I'm saying.
Generations. Some of these people, I can't even understand what they're saying. Why don't you talk normal, you weirdo?
Well, we told you last week that Kentucky Fried Chicken was running out of chicken over there in England.
Now they're running out of gravy?
They've run out of gravy.
How do you run out of gravy? Although they've changed their gravy recipe recently, too. And it stinks.
You are very much against KFC.
I don't want to be.
This is the thing.
I don't want to be.
This is the thing. You'd much rather sit here and go, boy, they're really knocking it out of the park. But lately, they have let you and all of England down.
I absolutely would much rather be singing their praises. But they've changed their gravy recipe. It's a much darker gravy than it used to be, and it's not nearly as good. I'm not going to lie.
They got the chicken back, but now they're serving gravy on a limited menu, and a lot of the restaurants there over there not serving gravy at all. They're having problems, I guess, with a new delivery system. Almost every KFC in England forced to close last week when they didn't have any chicken.
Well, then let's change back the delivery system. There's your problem.
They are working hard to resolve the issue. Hundreds of stores had to close because of the chicken shortage. You can't really be KFC without the C.
No. Then you're just Kentucky Fried Movie.
Which is not something people are going to go to for dinner. They got 95% of the restaurants back up and running, and now they don't have any gravy. So, I don't know what to tell you. It just seems like maybe at some point you've lost the right to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maybe you don't belong in England.
There's that, too. Although they have hundreds and hundreds. I mean...
Well, they have them in a lot of places. Yeah. I remember seeing one in Japan, but maybe they don't belong there. Maybe let's just...
Well, they got
to... Let's concentrate on what we do and what we do best and where we do it best.
Right. If you want KFC, come to the States. I would think that would be the first thing. Like, if I grew up in another part of the world... In another part of the world! I would say, this is not my beautiful house... I would say, when I get to America, the first thing I'm going to do is have some of this finger-licking good chicken
I've heard about, yes.
Right?
And then get here and get all disappointed.
What was I watching the other day? Stranger Things. They had a big bucket of the Colonel's chicken, and the kid says, oh, this is really finger-licking good. And I thought, they don't use that anymore. How long has it been since they got rid of the finger-licking good?
It's not used anywhere?
No, they haven't used finger-licking good in decades.
In the restaurant. It's not on the bucket. It's not anywhere.
I don't think in 2018 you can tell people to lick their fingers.
Maybe you just can't say that. Maybe it's a health violation.
Thanks, PC police. You ruined everything.
Finger-licking good. That's how people transmit stuff.
Finger-licking good, y'all.
How do you think those monkeys spread all that stuff?
All right. It says here that Kentucky Fried Chicken still uses the slogan. I will confess, I don't go to KFC. But I...
Why would you with the news that you're...
Well, when my fried chicken guy on my team tells me KFC's letting him down, why would I walk in there?
They need bigger chickens. What they're serving, you know, they're barely chickens. I mean, it's basically Kentucky Fried Sparrow at this point.
So they had a deal at the Hy-Vee the other day. It was eight drumsticks for like $5.
Yeah.
And you got a couple cents on your fuel savers card. So I brought home a bucket of drumsticks. Uh-huh. Well, you know,
Do people look down on the drumsticks?
In this house? No.
They get looked down on in our house.
Oh, no. No, well, you don't have a 9-year-old boy at your house.
Yeah, that's
I mean, drumsticks
true.
Are the best when you're a kid.
They're.
It's like, this makes sense to me.
They're great when you're 49.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I bring them home. I'm like, all right, I got a bucket of chicken. And it's like, are there any drumsticks? What if I
They're
told
all
you
drumsticks.
It's all drumsticks? Oh, yeah. Knocked it out of the park that
Sure,
day.
Absolutely.
I got to take my victories where I can. You know what
I'll
I'm
tell
saying?
Tell you what, you want a decent sized chicken?
I do. I think you know that I do.
You go to Sam's Club.
Oh, they got good chicken in there?
I don't know. It's some sort of...
Probably best left unsolved.
Exactly.
I probably don't want to dig too much.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a chicken. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like a vulture or something. But it is a decent-sized bird. They call it a chicken.
Uh-huh.
I haven't noticed if they're using two K's in it or not.
Turkey buzzard, maybe?
It may be a turkey buzzard, for all I know.
Well, you fry it up right, it's like candy.
You want a decent-sized chicken at a reasonable price.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on board.
They're not going to let you down.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
How's this story treat you? What do you think of this? Does anyone know where you work with the River Bandits? And if you're not comfortable answering, I understand.
I'm uncomfortable answering.
You got any smokers that work there that take smoke breaks?
No, I don't believe so.
It's not really done anymore.
No. I mean, it used to be such a thing that... What did they shave? 2 hours off their work day by smoking?
Well, now...
Easy.
This is the thing. Non-smokers...
Sure.
Our
non-smokers should be able to leave 2 hours early.
Well, this is what they're saying. If smokers get smoke breaks...
And a lot of them.
Non-smokers want days off. Non-smokers think they should get 3 to 5 extra vacation days a year to compensate for all the time their smoking coworkers.
That's fair.
You think that that's sticking it to the non-smokers?
I think the non-smokers are still getting jobbed.
Now, if you don't smoke, you get 3 to 5 days a year of paid time off.
Because these smoke breaks they go take?
Yeah.
They turn into 15 minutes real easy.
I mean, we've worked with people that would take smoke breaks.
Constantly.
And it was like at least... Conservatively, at least 10 minutes an hour smoking. Conservatively.
A what?
I'm just saying, like, we've worked with people who would take, like, at least 10 minutes an hour to smoke. Like every hour, 10 minutes was spent smoking.
Yes.
So, when you add it up,
yes.
It's like an hour and 20 minutes of your day was spent smoking.
Easy.
Right. So, what non-smokers are saying is... You add all that time up, they're having breaks. We should be getting 3 to 5 days a week, a year of extra vacation.
I'd be asking for more than that.
The average worker, according to Joe Mercurio, a project manager for a study that is trying to get non-smokers extra time off, says that the average worker who smokes spends the equivalent of 6 days a year on cigarette breaks. But that average varies greatly by industry. This was a study commissioned by Halo, maker of electronic cigarettes. See, they would like people to be able to just use e-cigs, so they're not going outside having their breaks.
Stay where you're at.
Everybody's got an angle. I would also say, too, that if you're a non-smoker, you can say to the company, look, long-term, I'm going to be a better employee for you because you're not going to have the healthcare costs with me that you're going to have with somebody who is taking an hour a day of the workday, and by the way, probably taking a full lunch. Just throwing that out there.
I probably shouldn't cost you as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, things could go wrong. Things could happen.
Things go wrong.
Things go wrong.
They do.
But.
Yes.
Yes, I probably should cost you less.
So this makes sense to you that a non-smoker should get 3 to 5 days. Because they're saying it's 6. So non-smokers are saying, look, just give us 3 extra days and we're good. Is this...
I'm going to want more than 3 days.
Well, I think take what you can get, is
what
I say.
That's true.
You don't smoke. But then, they're gonna run tests on you every once in a while and make sure there's no nicotine in you, right?
You do all the testing you want. You know what?
You knock yourself out.
You know what? I think you're going to be shocked at what you find.
I've got the top 5 things here ready to go if you're so
Let's
inclined.
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road in Davenport next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at $350 and their selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Make sure you like them at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com or check them out there at the website and then like them on Facebook.
Yes.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. But so much more than that, they also have their grilled Italian Like It Hot. Their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. When you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary. We should mention they have live music on Thursdays with $3 Miller and Coors bottles, so that means there's live music tonight. It's Sean Kistler at Harrington's Pub.
563 texting here on the Harrington's Pub text line. Dave, have you been to Popeyes yet?
I have not.
I will say this with my new job.
I don't know how their chickens are.
It's just too far. It's too far out of the way for me because with my new job, I am 1.3 miles away from Capriati's.
Well, there you go.
So I can go there for lunch on the regular, at least once or twice a week. I can just head right up to Capriati's when I need
and
lunch.
And get a good deal.
Yeah. Also,
a good meal. Have you ever had these? Have you had these yet?
So Darren is showing me a protein 2-0, which is with some sort of super water.
Strange tasting.
Protein in the water?
It's clumpy.
Okay, no, Rod Stewart, what are you drinking over there?
But the thing is, I had one of these when I was...
When you were sick?
Sick, and I didn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a strange-tasting drink.
Well, I'm trying something new, and it's not a beer. I'm doing the Diet Coke Ginger Lime. Got a little bit of heat with that ginger.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but I've had Coke Lime before.
This is different, though. That's ginger fine. Lime. It's got a little bit of heat at the end.
Huh. Yeah, that's it. I don't know that I'm a fan of this.
Another text here that says Sam's Club is the best. Huge chickens that don't cost much.
No, they're not very pricey, but
that's the way to go.
Big bad chickens.
I think our plan is to stay with the Sam's Club until this Costco gets built, and then we go to Costco.
And where's Costco going to be?
That's going to be behind the fire station there on 53rd. It's going to be a nightmare getting in and out of that place.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nightmare.
Yeah, but a game changer, you think?
I don't know. We'll find out. I'll say this, Darren. Stay tuned.
I mean, you can't be a member of both.
No.
Probably don't allow it.
No, they'll allow it. They'll allow it.
Show your allegiance.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one on the old top five things. They are bumping up the release date on the new Avengers movie. Infinity War will now be released in April instead of May. Marvel Studios and Disney's biggest superhero movie ever will be in North American theaters a week earlier than originally announced. April 27th is when Avengers Infinity War will be in theaters. So the summer box office really kicks off the last week of April. Which is crazy, because here we are already in hazy March.
It is. It's March. March 1st.
It was supposed to open May 4th. What are your thoughts on the month of May?
I like May.
I thought you might.
I don't like it as much as I used to. I like it.
Yeah, this will open on the same day all across the world. It was going to open here May 4th, but all across the world on April
27th. And this is just all the Avengers getting together again.
It's every superhero.
Everyone gets
together. I don't know how they're going to be able to do it.
And let me guess, they don't lose.
I don't know.
They can't lose.
I think there's an Infinity War 2, so I don't think the war is won in this movie. I don't want to ruin
so
it.
So you're just
people.
Jerking me off? You're just...
well, hey.
You're just...
hey now.
You're just stringing me along for the next movie?
I don't know, but I think that might happen. We'll see. We'll see, Darren.
Who are they going up against that are
Thanos.
So tough?
Thanos. He's trying to get all the Infinity Gems in the Gauntlet of Power there.
Uh-huh.
Do you not read comic books at all?
No.
Well, you're missing out.
Two.
Sounds made up.
Number two. I only know who Thanos is because of the cartoon my kid used to watch. They're going up against a thermos.
Oh, you like hot soup?
Well, this is weird, too, because Josh Brolin is playing Thanos, right? Who's a villain in the Marvel comic books. But then he's also playing Cable, who's a villain in the Marvel comic books.
In the same movie?
Different movies. I have a real problem with...
Now, he broke up with that Diane Lane, right?
Yeah, but think you're right about that. Yeah, Diane Lane... Darren's making a face like, so Diane Lane's on the look, is she? Diane Lane. Yeah, I was getting her confused with Diane Ladd, who you don't want.
No, not Diane Ladd.
You don't want a piece of that one.
No.
Scary.
No.
Scary stuff.
I don't want, no.
Yeah, they got divorced 5 years ago. She was with the Highlander for years and years.
Who's the Highlander?
Christopher Lambert. Remember the Highlander?
Yeah. Well, I am going to be quite a bit of a letdown. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to put up with that.
There are things you can do that Josh Brolin can't. Let's hear him do a podcast three times a week.
My guess is you put up with me a week, maybe tops.
That's all you would need anyway.
That's true. I'll take a week.
Number two, well, this is quite a find. Off the coast of Florida in the Gulf of New Mexico, they have found what they're saying is an unprecedented Native American burial site.
Where?
Off the coast of Florida. They think that this was 7,000 years ago. That the water took over this burial, this Native American burial ground.
Right.
Hidden for 7,000 years beneath the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida.
Why were they looking for that?
Well, it was first discovered by a diver a couple of years ago who found human remains. So then they had to do some investigating. And then they just kept finding human remains.
But old ones.
Well, yeah, 7,000 years. A team of underwater archaeologists has now documented and researched this area. It's called the Manasota Key Offshore Archaeological Site.
I don't suppose they get a lot of urgent calls.
That's the thing. Underwater archaeology...
You're not on call very... I gotta take this. Hold on a second. I gotta take this.
And it's not like you can really mess anything up.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens?
Right. Everything you're digging is underwater anyway. It's already water damaged.
And they're dead.
If you're a young person trying to figure out what to do with the rest of your life...
And you don't mind water...
I have to imagine this. It's probably pretty lucrative, too.
Sure, underwater archaeology. You're a doctor and everything.
Right? You're like Indiana Jones meets...
Beep, beep, beep. Hold on. I gotta take this. What? Oh, my God. All right. To the underwater archaeology mobile. What the hell are you talking about? You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and finish this Neptune salad. All right, I'll be right with you. You know, just because you're underwater archaeology doesn't mean you have to eat all seafood.
Yeah, I do my work under the sea. You're like Mike Nelson from Sea Hunt meets Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I'm going to need some more crabs. You know I'm an underwater archaeologist.
I'll have some more of the scallops. Because guess what I do for a living?
You ever watch Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? What if he did that underwater?
Would that impress you?
Does that do anything for you?
Should.
You know, I'm very good at detecting moisture. It seems like it peaked up a little bit when I told you that. Am I wrong? I must return to the sea. It's not like you can do it whenever you want, because at some point when you're under the sea, it's just dark anyway, right?
Yeah, I can work when I want.
And it's not like these 7,000-year-old bones are going anywhere.
Well, they shouldn't.
They think that the sea levels were lower thousands of years ago, so the indigenous people of Florida buried their family members in like this peat bottom freshwater pond.
The peat.
A peat bottom freshwater pond was where thousands of years ago they would bury people, the indigenous people
Sounds
of Florida.
Nice.
And then the sea levels rose and the pond was covered by the Gulf of Mexico. But the peat bottom of the pond remained intact, kept all of the bodies preserved.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Peat slows the process of organic decay, which has allowed this site to stay very well preserved. They say to see a 7,000-year-old site that is so well preserved in the Gulf of Mexico is awe-inspiring.
Sounds charming.
Yeah.
Now leave it alone!
And then the Florida Bureau of Archaeological Research, Dr. Ryan Duggan, says, "We are truly humbled by this experience."
Well, why don't you act like it, then?
You're humbled when someone pulls your pants down underwater.
Now that's humbling.
Quit misusing the word.
Or they pull your pants down in the mall. That's humbling.
That's humbling. Quit misusing
that
humbling.
Is humbling. It's a cold mall. This is an extra cold mall.
When something cool happens to you, you're not humbled by that.
No, you're not humbled.
Quit misusing humbled. Number three.
Number three.
Fuller House is without a showrunner now. Jeff Franklin, the guy behind Fuller House, is
trouble.
He's
in trouble.
He's another
Everybody's
one.
In trouble.
I'm a bad boy.
Jeff Franklin, the guy who brought Full House to TV and Fuller House, and Darren's dream spinoff, Fuller Blouse.
Full Blouse.
Yeah,
it sounds to me like he wanted to call it Full Blouse, too.
He will no longer get to work on the show. Apparently, Mr.
Well,
Franklin,
he's not doing anything else, then.
Fuller House is coming back for a fourth season, but he is not. His dismissal
Aaron
being reported
fourth
by...
season already?
Fuller House, yeah.
Seasons aren't what seasons mean anymore, though.
Well, you know what a wise man once told me? He said, Dave... seasons change with the scenery. Leaving time in a tapestry.
Oh.
Won't you stop and remember me? I'm on a real Paul Simon jack these days.
Are you?
I can't get enough of him. Never had news from him. Now that I'm ensconced in middle-aged years, I just think Paul Simon's the greatest.
Last chance to go see him this time around.
Yeah, he's not really on my list.
Yeah, but who was? Oh, yeah, that's right. Steve Earle. Did you get those Steve Earle tickets?
The show was great.
Did
I'm
you go?
I'm told by other people.
Didn't go.
No.
There's so much for a bucket list.
Well, it was a bucket of KFC chicken. Empty.
As opposed to, that's not bad, really. As for everybody, if you've got like a thing, if you make a bucket list, and it's like, okay, I would like to climb such and such a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to skydive.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go to Italy.
Yes.
If you can't make those happen, you go get yourself a bucket of drumsticks, and it counts just the same. What do you think of that?
My bucket
Stick
list.
Stick it!
My bucket list is like the Bozo buckets.
Stick your bucket list.
I have
list.
Some buckets that are easy to get, and you get like a $25 gift card. The Schwinn bicycle should be hard to win. That's why that's Bozo bucket number six.
You know what? I want skydiving.
Sliding scale of buckets.
Skydiving. I'm going to go get a bucket of drumsticks, and I'm going to check off skydiving. What do you think of that?
Franklin was verbally abusive to staffers, made inappropriate statements in the writer's room, including sexually charged comments about his personal relationships and
sex
life.
Well, wouldn't any comment on Full House be inappropriate?
Walk me through. Why would it be?
Well, it was there's so many young people, and it was so wholesome that anything you said would have been inappropriate.
Yeah, well,
it's not like you're working
Candace
on the
Cameron
original.
Candace Cameron Bure, she's a real Bible thumper, isn't she?
You're not working on the original, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's a good point. Number four, cannabis treatments for pets could soon be coming to California. An assembly member is leading the charge for canine cannabis. Proposed a bill where vets would be able to talk about marijuana treatment for pets. Now, this is a thing. You got to be real careful with weed around dogs.
I would imagine.
Because they can eat it and get real sick.
Yeah,
vets
sure.
All across California have said that there's been a real uptick in people coming
and
in.
My guess is they would eat a lot of it.
Well, there's that. Here's the other thing.
They would eat way more than they need.
Here's the other thing, and this is a public service, because I've heard this from vets. in states where weed is not legal.
Make sure you keep it from your dogs.
Right. God forbid your dog gets into your weed and eats your weed. Yeah. And you take your dog to the vet.
Yeah.
You can tell the vet that the dog ate weed. Vets are not mandatory reporters for weed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because the veterinarian needs to have all of the information before they do anything.
What happened here?
Right. So a lot of vets will be like, this looks like the dog's ate cannabis, and there's treatments for that.
Yes, but you got to tell me.
And the people are like, oh, no, what happened? So,
hey, what happened?
I know. And you would think in that situation, you would just put your dog's health above all else.
Yeah,
but
how much trouble are you going to get in? It's a state that allows weed.
I'm saying here.
Oh, here.
Here locally.
Oh.
There are vets who will say that this has happened once or twice.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, did the dog eat weed? Well, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Like, I've never even heard of what that
right.
is.
Right. And the vet's like, listen, I'm not going to call the cops. I just need to know.
Yeah.
But there has been a real uptick in California ever since recreational has become legal.
You need to keep
people
your
taking
weed up
their
higher.
Vets to dogs. Now, obviously, this cannabis treatment would be done with a vet, and they would be able
and
to
And you would think that
with
the
out.
Smell of weed, you would think, would be very intriguing to an animal.
It's intriguing to me, I'll tell you
I mean,
that
it's
right
intriguing.
Now.
I mean, you know, I mean, if they go crazy for catnip.
Well, catnip and weed are basically the same
I
thing,
think
right?
They're right there, yeah.
I mean, they're pretty close. So, same thing with the hops.
Yeah?
Where was I? We were just at a... you know what? I'm glad you mentioned it. There's a new episode of Brood this Saturday night at 10:35 on WQAD Channel 8. We were at the Back Pocket Tap Room, and they had an IPA, and whatever combination of hops they used, this beer tasted exactly like weed.
Hmm.
Like, exactly. Like,
I don't know if I'd like that.
No, you would. It was really yummy.
Yeah.
And it was like, gosh, it was beer that tasted. So
I can convince myself that everything smells like weed anyway.
You can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it's just almost annoying.
That marijuana makes you lazy.
Right. Well, this was an IPA, and the hops and the marijuana plant are very close cousins.
Well, they look the same.
That's true. That's a good point. But yeah, new episode of Brood this Saturday night at 10:35. I'm glad you reminded me.
So let me know where to invoice Channel 8 for these mentions.
Invoice.
Is this number 5?
I'm just promoting my brand.
Is this number 5?
Number 5, yes. Putin says that he's got a new nuclear weapon that can completely wipe us out. So, you know, the Russians.
All right, well, then I guess what we'll have to do then is wipe you out first.
Russia has developed a new range of nuclear weapons.
Well,
it would solve a lot of problems if we just wiped Russia
off
the face
I guess
of the map.
If that's the case, if you're going to be so sneaky that you've got an invisible bomb, Don Adams, then I guess what we're going to have to do is just bomb you first.
Russia's new weapons include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile that will have no equivalent anywhere else in the world. So there's that. And he says it will be impossible for the Americans to intercept the new nuclear weapons.
Oh, well, then that doesn't sound fair. We better do something about it.
I have a feeling we won't.
Probably not.
We won't even stop them from sending... Those are your top 5 things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where Friday, March 30th, it's Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org by phone at 309-342-2299. Or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Join Harrington's Pub for the Quad City's best St. Patrick's Day celebration, which is just really kind of right around the corner. Saturday, March 17th, doors open at 8 a.m. They'll be getting after it early with $3 domestic tall boys, $4 Jamesons.
I like that. Getting after it early.
Well, they will, but they're going all day long, so you either pace yourself or you don't. You either go for the glory in the morning or see if you make it I don't know.
They tell you my wife's going to be in Greece for St. Patrick's Day?
That seems strange.
It does, right?
Very zesty, though.
I can't wrap my head around this one.
Huh.
Yeah.
$4 Guinness pints and $5 car bombs, free corned beef and cabbage with any drink purchase, and live music starting at 1 o'clock.
Kind of St. Patrick's Day you think they have in Greece.
Probably not much of one.
Right?
No, but
that's
I'm sure.
That's why I couldn't
but
go.
But Opa, they'll be doing other things.
I suppose.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink and try their delicious soups, including turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only pay the price of a small one at Capriati's.
There you go. I'm there at least once a week.
Now, there'll be remnants, I suppose, in Greece of that Olympics, huh?
The first one?
Well, the most recent one, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they're doing Athens on her trip. Or are they? I don't know.
You would think if you went to Greece, you would go to Athens. But maybe not.
I think when you go to Georgia, you'd go to Athens. I wonder if Athens, Greece has a 50-watt club. Go check out where the cool underground Greek bands are. How cool Pylon's playing. And Love Tractor.
Uh-huh.
A guy is in trouble. This is in Lincoln, Nebraska. Rodney...
Talk about landlocked.
Lincoln, Nebraska? Yeah. Drove through there this summer. And
landlocked.
Yeah. You make a great point.
You are in the middle of it all.
I will say we stopped on the outskirts of town at Lincoln, and it's not fair because I didn't really get a chance to dig the scene, but I can't say I was super impressed with Lincoln, Nebraska.
No.
Well, I didn't fall in love. No. Couldn't wait to get out of there, if I'm being honest.
You got your Cornhuskers and your Matthews Sweet, and that's about it.
Rodney Trouble Phillips. Arrested for burglary before midnight on Tuesday. Trouble is literally his middle name. Rodney Trouble Phillips.
That's kind of asking for it. Why would you do that?
Why would you give your kid the middle name Trouble?
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't get to act surprised when he's on the news for burglary. Right? Police say a 56-year-old man waved down a passing ambulance and said that he was with three acquaintances when Rodney Trouble Phillips told him to hand over his jewelry. That's when Rodney Trouble Phillips started punching him in the face. They were able to arrest him, jailed on suspicion of burglary and robbery. Again, his middle name is Trouble, literally. I could see giving your kid the middle name Danger. Like Austin Powers. But at the same time, too, like when you're naming your child, that's not the time to be hilarious.
Yeah, like Ice Hole. Your middle name's Ice Hole?
My parents were huge Johnny Dangerously fans.
They cracked up on that movie.
Dick Butkus is a joy in that movie.
They never laughed so hard. They thought I was a friggin' ice hole.
Hazel Township, Pennsylvania, another man is in trouble. Caught red-faced and charged with meatball theft.
See, I could see stealing meatballs.
I figured you'd have a little bit more
sympathy.
As
a matter of fact, if that sort of theft ever took place at Capriati's, don't you think I'd be one of the first people they'd suspect?
If I, like, in the morning news, if I hear there was a break-in at Capriati's and all they took was meatballs?
Yeah.
I know the tip line to call and to get
my
reward.
There'd be like little footprints of marinara all the way back to my house.
A damning clue led to the arrest of this Pennsylvania man charged with stealing a pot of meatballs. There was red sauce smeared all over his face and clothes.
Told you.
48-year-old Lehman Glenn Robert Potter charged with burglary.
Lehman Potter.
Lehman You've Glenn again. Robert Potter. I don't know why he's got four names. Charged with burglary, criminal trespass, and theft by unlawful taking, he took a pot of meatballs from a man's garage on Monday.
Cops, well, that's almost entrapment.
Meatballs?
You got meatballs sitting outside. They're not even actually in your house. They're
right,
in the garage.
Right.
That does sound like a trap.
If you bake a delicious pie and you put it on your windowsill at Yellowstone National Park, Yogi's going to get that pie. He's going to come over. The smell is going to drag him over in a very cartoonish way. He's going to float through the air. That's not Yogi's fault. That's your fault for putting a delicious pie on a windowsill at a national park with a cartoon bear who wears a hat and a tie but no pants. That's on you.
It's an entrapment.
If you're making garage meatballs,
yeah,
I'm with you.
That's not, especially if you leave like the garage door up.
Victim called the cops to report his meatballs had gone missing at 2:30 in the afternoon on Monday. They saw Lehman Glenn Robert Potter standing in front of his house.
Can you imagine when they were getting your hands on meatballs at 2:30 in the afternoon, thinking, "Oh boy, I might as well just start." You know, happy birthday to me, I guess. Let's just go ahead and start the weekend early.
They found him standing in front of his house with red sauce on his face and clothes. The pot was found on the street.
Well, you can't litter.
Come on, Lehman Glenn Robert Potter.
Once you're done,
we wanted to be on your side here.
You can't just throw it in the street.
So, I'm picturing he used both hands to hold the pot and just put his head in the pot
and
to eat the meatballs.
He probably ate it, and then when he was done, the electrical cord, he just kind of whipped it. Just kind of get it swinging and then just whipped it.
How far away from your house did you throw it is what I want to know. College dropout refusing to leave her dorm room. She ain't going anywhere.
No,
Hunter College. This is in New York City. I gotta tell you this. You're an imaginary New Yorker. She's waging a court battle with Hunter College. They want her out.
Is she paid through?
She ain't paid nothing.
Okay.
She dropped out of school 2 years ago.
Oh.
Hasn't paid rent to the college since
She's had more than a couple roommates then, huh?
Has not paid rent since 2016 and refuses to leave room E579 there on 25th Street.
Oh, so close to the city.
That's according to an eviction lawsuit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court. She's 32 years old and has racked up $94,000 in unpaid residence hall charges. She was kicked out June 7th, 2016, but she isn't going anywhere. The former geography major now works for an architecture firm, and she's not leaving the dorm. And not paying her rent. How do you not just pick her up and throw her on the street?
Yeah, like a pot full of meatballs.
She says, by the way, living in a dorm is very lonely for someone in their 30s. She says, I feel very isolated. They moved her.
Do they look at you funny?
Well, part of the problem is they moved her to a wing at the dorm that's only occupied by a middle-aged nurse who the college is also trying to evict.
Why don't they just like start pouring cement in there?
67-year-old nurse Derek De Frijitas is keeping the dorm room as a crash pad and has kept it for decades. You can just move into a dorm and they don't kick
you out. Sounds like a free-for-all. What's going on?
And you're leaving the room to go to work.
Yeah.
So then take all their stuff out when they're in...
Change the locks.
I don't understand why this is in court for 2 years.
I think I could get even this figured out.
Right?
You couldn't get someone to change the locks while they're gone?
No.
How long does that take?
I don't know.
A couple hours, maybe?
I don't get it.
I mean, you're only needing to change the one lock.
Johnny Manziel says he'll play football for free. He says, I'll take zero in guaranteed money.
You know who else I want to get back in the
NFL.
You also willing to work for free? That Paul Manafort.
Well,
so
he's going to be working for free.
I would say just keep an eye on things. When people are willing to work for free,
He says, I've been down and out for too long. Nothing but positivity on this end. I'll play again for free. It's not about the money. It's about getting back to doing what I miss and love. Let me just tell you this. This has been my experience. Whenever someone tells you it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Well, if it's not about the money, they don't mention it's not about the money. Right?
Now, he is, yeah, right.
If it's not about the money,
yes.
They don't say it's not about the money.
Once you say it's not about the money,
it clearly is.
It's about money. Now, he has come out and said that he's been diagnosed with, I think, bipolar or something, and he's getting the help that he needs.
Well,
he'd been self-medicating with...
Says.
Yeah, well... Well, I guess that's right.
That's what he says.
Hey, read a liner, will you? I got a phone call I got
to
take.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is being brought to you by Just a second, friends. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of nuts and fruits, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And, of course, the podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean.
Yes.
I believe we have a brand new one.
Are you kidding?
I think we have a brand new patron.
Let me look into that. Let me look into that.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, where there is the big party going on Saturday, March 17th, live music. Doors open at 8 a.m. Live music starts at 1 on Saturday. Jeff and Jordan from 1 to 4. Doug Brundy's from 4:30 to 7. And two Brads featuring Bobby Ray Bunch from 8 to 11. If you're stuck working on St. Patrick's Day, that Saturday, Harrington's Pub is partying even harder on Sunday, opening at 10 a.m. with the same drink specials and $2 wells.
Finally, Darren, some NBA teams have begun playing the Negro National Anthem at games.
Okay.
Several NBA teams have played what's known as the Negro National Anthem at games during Black History Month, which just concluded, thanks to the urging of a retired Howard University professor. Howard is a historically black college, and this is, Eugene Williams has made it his goal to get professional and college basketball teams to play Lift Every Voice and Sing during the month of February. He's been asking for months and months for this to happen, and it happened at least four times. The Washington Wizards played it.
Uh-huh.
Also, the Golden State Warriors, Oklahoma Thunder, and Cleveland Cavaliers have all played, again, a song being called the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I thought there'd be no other better way. I know it's not Black History Month anymore, but would you like to hear Shuby Taylor doing his version?
Sure.
Of Lift Every Voice and Sing?
Let's not forget where we came from. Let's learn to love and respect each other. Shuby Taylor. Shoo su su wa, shree da, shra la la we do saw, shra la la ha, we de blah, we de saw, da ra, la da da shree, lo poom pa, la da da shra, we de saw, la da da ra, we da da saw, people.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's.
Thank you, Shuby.
Top 5 Things. He's the human horn, Shuby Taylor.
We should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together? Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a sports party, graduation, office meeting, or a corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Call 563-359-8500. Delivery is also available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. Keep this in mind. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. They would appreciate it, and so would we.
I was just trying to see if Shuby Taylor did a version of the Star Spangled Banner. Didn't look like he did, and he's no longer with us. That's a shame. I would like Lift Every Voice and Sing to be the regular national anthem for everybody, and I would like it to be performed by Shuby Taylor at all times. That was better than Fergie. You have to give him that.
I preferred that to Fergie.
Of course. Every chance you get. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's it for this installment. We'll be back next week. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.